Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. A rare Monday in the studio, the WIP afternoon show.
Don't sound so happy.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz? No, be a chickies on Wednesday.
I know.
Birds of the bye. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I love it. Brother Spike, listen, anything you can do to switch it up in the bedroom or at work, listen, spice it up. Do what you got to do.
And this is that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, we're spicing on a Monday. We're spicing it up. We're here on a Monday.
Lights on, lights off.
Yeah, we'll be there on a Wednesday, man. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Jackie, baseball? Listen, I know you can't wait to get to Saturday's action, man. That was pretty damn good. Be nice to know when we're going to get a chance to experience something like that around here. Holla at your boy.
5 years from now.
Oh, that's
five
it?
Years?
Keep the window open.
Oh, 5-year plan.
Yeah, don't push all your chips in for next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm figuring it all out. Don't you worry.
We have a big show for you, as we always do. No Eagles game to talk about, but still plenty to talk about. We'll get a little info on one of the newest Eagles, Jalen Phillips, at 3 o'clock with our buddy John Jastrzemski from The Ringer, who's a big Dolphins fan, even though he's from New York. But so Eagles make a couple of trades since we've been gone. They acquired Jair Alexander. They acquired Jalen Phillips. And then yesterday, the NFL, you get the Lions losing. You get the Packers losing. So after all this, Ike, without the Eagles playing, where are you on the birds after the trades, after the weekend, all that sort of stuff?
Listen, I'm ecstatic. I'm excited for multiple reasons. Let's start with the fact that the Eagles have not wavered on trying to win a championship this year, trying to go back-to-back, right? And what I mean by not wavering is that they have added players. They didn't stand pat. They didn't trade away guys. They've added players. They've given up some future draft capital that's sort of at the back of their drafts that isn't going to hamstring the team from adding talent moving forward. But make no mistake about it, the 2025 Eagles are out to repeat as champions. And to give themselves the best chance of doing that, their GM, their Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame GM, he never rests. He's never resting, man. You know, sometimes these guys get up at the podium and you think they're just giving you lip service. And, you know, I'm going to always do what I need to do to improve the team. I'm never going to stop trying to win. Well, with Howie Roseman, you actually believe that. And as an Eagles fan, that has to feel comforting. That has to feel great that you know you got someone in personnel that's always looking to upgrade the roster. He sees deficiencies in certain areas where they can improve by adding players. They've gone out and done it. This may have been the most active I've seen Howie. When you think about prior to training camp, and where they're at now, what has he made? 9 trades?
There's been a lot.
He's made something like 8 or 9 trades training camp started.
Mechie, Bigsby, the 3 this weekend, that's 6.
Sam Howell,
that's 7. Yeah, it's a lot of trades.
You know, he's made moves, man, that I think has, on paper at least, improved the roster. He's addressed areas of need. Cornerback. Depth on the defensive line. Bringing BG back. Like, those are things that I believe are going to help this team. And you know what? He's actually added the type of pieces that could sort of fit in. Not these big personalities, big salaries that come in, and you kind of feel like, oh, is this guy coming in to be the savior? How's he going to fit in? Do you have to change what you're doing to fit this guy in? Vic Fangio knows Jalen Phillips from his time down there in Miami. Joe Douglas knows Michael Carter II, right? Jair Alexander, I mean, we're going to find out what he has left. I wanted him back in June, right? Before he went to Baltimore. Whatever, it didn't work out down there in Baltimore.
No, it sure didn't.
Didn't work out there. I'll see what it feels like here. I'm looking at this right now, Spike. I wake up today after watching football this weekend, watching football yesterday, and I feel stronger about the Eagles. I liked where they were already with those other top teams. I'm willing to go as far as to say they are the best team in the NFC, and they're not even playing their best football. But when you look at the rest of the teams in this conference, you're going to tell me in a head-to-head matchup, you trust a quarterback, head coach, coordinator combination more so than you trust this one that the Eagles have? Maybe the Rams? I still believe that's who the Eagles are playing in the NFC Championship game.
You've been steadfast on that. Yep.
I still believe that. But those other teams? We got the DNA here. And we just need to go. We need to put the nonsense to the side. Go win football games. We got to stay healthy. Knock on wood. Stay healthy. But Spike, this is the best team in the NFL. Well, NFC.
NFC.
NFC. I'll leave it at the NFC.
Well, that's all they got to be, right?
Yeah, that's all they had to be.
215-592-9494. After the trades, after this weekend, do you think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC? I have to be honest. I think they're... I guess I just don't feel any different than I felt last week. I think they're right there with those teams. But I guess I just can't forget. We've had two good weeks. One really good week. Two good weeks overall. I can't forget the first six games of the year. Mm-hmm. And when I'm thinking about the other teams, the NFC. So did the Lions lose to the Vikings yesterday? Yes. Have the home, by the way. At home. Have the Packers been inconsistent? Yes, for sure. The Rams, as you mentioned, are probably looking the best out of all those teams. The Bucks. Everyone puts the Bucks there. I actually don't think the Bucks are there. I think they're one of a few teams up there that could win the NFC. And when I look at the moves they made, I actually think back to this offseason and think to myself, wouldn't it have been, we all saw that cornerback two was going to be an issue. We all saw that edge was going to be an issue. Isn't this something that would have been better off doing in the offseason where you get a guy that is there for training camp as opposed to doing it in the middle of the season? And you look historically, at least with the Eagles, there's not a ton of examples with the Eagles making a midseason trade and it ends up making a big difference for them in the rest of the season. Like, I hope Jalen Phillips is all right. He's missed, you know, a lot of time with a couple of really bad injuries the last couple of years. He's been good this year. You know, Jair Alexander's been a healthy scratch for the Ravens a couple times this year, and their defense has been bad. I just wish, I guess, looking back on it, mm-hmm. that they had addressed these things in the offseason as opposed to doing it now, when it seems like there's less of a chance that it's going to succeed. And it just you know, this, I guess this is why you have the draft picks to go and do it, mm-hmm. but doing this on the run in the middle of the season. So I think they're right there with the Rams. I think, you know, they've beaten the Rams, obviously. They're right there with the Lions. They're right there with the Packers. But I don't see them as a leg above those teams right now. I see them there with those teams.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, listen, I hear you there. And the early portion of the season, I'm not saying that it didn't matter or any of that. I will say I love the fact that they hadn't peaked at that point early in the season.
Yep.
They've seemingly sort of worked some of these kinks out. And our best football should be ahead of us moving forward. Like, that's what I like the gradual growth of the roster. And these guys they brought in, I'll see where Michael Carter II is going to fit in. I don't know. Now it's really starting to seem like more of a depth move.
Than moving Cooper, all those
right,
other
all
things
that
we're
other
talking
stuff.
About.
And yep. I don't think he's going to start on the outside because then you don't go get Jair Alexander.
Yep.
So, you know, Alexander along with Ja'Cory Bennett and Kelee Ringo, those guys are outside corners. I would imagine one of those guys are probably going to be the outside corner. Coop stays where he's at. Jalen Phillips comes in, a young player, more of a speed guy. But has good enough size to play against the run.
Well, and 26 years old and playing for a contract. You know, mm-hmm. he's on an expiring contract. We've seen guys in their contract years being successful here.
And here's the number one thing we got going for us. This is the thing the Patriots used to have going for them.
Oh, boy.
And the Chiefs, by the way. The Chiefs had it.
All right. Yeah, what do we have?
When they had guys. It's a winning culture that other teams, other players around the league sit back and admire and want to be a part of. Jalen Phillips going from that train wreck in Miami to coming here has a new lease on life. He's going to say, hold on. I get to play in meaningful football games. I'll be in the postseason. So if I go ball out.
My head coach doesn't wear capris.
Yeah. If I go ball out, I'm going to get paid.
Yep.
Because you're playing in the big games now. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I take a guy like Jalen Phillips, and not to mention, you think he doesn't want to stay here? 26 years old, join this young defense? He's going to be motivated is all I'm really saying.
Yeah, for
highly
sure.
Highly motivated. Michael Carter II, coming from the Jets. Coming here.
Horrible situation. Even the Ravens at this point.
Yes, Jair Alexander playing down there. Miserable down there in Baltimore. Coming here. They're going to be, let me tell you, Fritzy. See, this is what winning organizations do. It's what we do.
Is that a shot at the baseball team?
No, it's not a shot at the baseball
team. No, you said, Fritzy, this is what we do.
It seems like it's a shot.
Hold the freaking phone.
It's what we do.
We got Harrison Bader.
I know.
Had he not got hurt, we're celebrating on Saturday night.
I haven't finished. The other point that I was going to make, bring along with that, is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
They have the big game DNA. This team shows up in big games. Team shows up in big games, Mike.
There's a second shot. There's a little two-piece. A little two-piece. It's messed up, man.
215-592-9494. After the trades, after this weekend, do you think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC? We do have a next question today because we have a prize, a great prize. So the Hess 2025 toy truck. You know the Hess toy truck's a big deal. It's actually not a truck. They are stock car racers. So the Hess 2025 toy truck is stock car racers. The 2025 stock car racers loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, courtesy of Hess and available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com.
These things are getting, holy cow.
87. There are 67 lights. Okay. So here is next question today. On this day in 1992, Whitney Houston released I Will Always Love You, which is a cover of a Dolly Parton song. So for today, give us your favorite cover song all time. Jack, you want to hit us first?
Yeah, let's get a Mount Rushmore answer out of the way early.
Okay, all right.
Fast Car by Luke Combs.
Oh.
The cover of the Tracy Chapman legendary song.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I got a fast car.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm old enough song? To be stuck on the... You don't know the original?
Huh?
You don't know Tracy Chapman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
It was funny. So this is like last summer, I think. I think last summer or the one before that,
yeah.
That Luke Combs put it out.
Yep.
The amount of people that had never heard the original and thought he originally wrote it was actually startling and terrifying.
It's the only song I know of. It's the only reason I know Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, it's only two. It's that and Give Me One Reason. And they did the song together at the Grammys, I think. It was
they
good.
Did, yeah.
Ike, you want to give us a favorite cover song?
I don't really have have one.
Really?
See, is cover song like karaoke?
No.
No.
Well, a cover song is a recorded version of a song that somebody else did. So the karaoke is...
Like Dolly Parton wrote the original I Will Always Love You, well, and then recorded it, too.
It's not like a cover band singing a song.
No,
or
no, 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 no.
Totally see, that's different. That's what I was thinking of, like a cover band.
No, no, no. Like a wedding band or something?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, yes.
No. Well, I'll give you mine.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you have to come back to me.
Yeah, we'll come back to you. Mine is Limp Bizkit's cover of Faith. George Michael's Faith.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know if Jack, you must know that.
Why would Limp Bizkit do that?
Oh, dude, it was their biggest like first hit or whatever was Cover of Faith. It was huge.
Mm.
Nah, they did a good. And you know I'm a George Michael's man. And
I loved him on the George Michael Sports Machine.
Different George Michael, as I've told you before. All right, that is next question. You call in with your sports point. We'll ask you next question, and the best one will get the 2025.
Why am I thinking about a cover band song, man?
I don't know.
Well, a cover band does play other songs.
That's what I thought you all were talking about.
Nah. A cover song officially is like, we're talking about the recorded versions of
it. Yes, of the song.
Yeah, so Whitney
Makes
Houston.
Makes sense now, yes.
Yeah. Because I Will Always Love You as a
cover.
I'm
glad it clicked at 212.
I was in there thinking of all type of wedding songs.
Yeah, like, you seem so confident in the meeting, too. And I thought to myself, wow, I just got cover songs off the dome like that. I guess not. I guess I judged you wrong. All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Classic.
Yes, what's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Howie Roseman. Let's go ahead and get our Hall of Fame jacket on.
Get it ready.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Let's get it ready. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing all that.
Well, let's see.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman does his job, right? It's his job to go out and get the talent, right?
Yeah.
And it's not his fault if they don't perform on the field and the coaches don't put them in the
right place. That's not how it works. Come on.
Hold on.
That ain't his fault.
No, hold on. Hold on. If Jair Alexander stinks like he did in Baltimore, like he might have done, which is the reason he's not on the Packers anymore, then that is not on Vic Fangio. That's on Howie for going into the season without an appropriate solution at cornerback two. If Jalen Phillips comes in here and gets hurt, he had an Achilles 2 years ago, an ACL last year, and then that is on Howie for going into the year with your two edges as Jalen Hunt and Nolan Smith. I agree on a certain level, it's his job to put the talent together. And then it's the players and the coach's job to make it work. But when you're trying to put band-aids on issues that you may have caused, then it's on you too.
Howie's fault somebody get hurt. That ain't his fault.
Well, if he trades for a guy who's been hurt the last 2 years, then it might be on him because he's trading.
We're trading for that guy.
Yeah.
Let me clear out. So this Jair Alexander signing, everybody.
Oh my God.
Why does your phone
Why
do this?
Corey.
Yeah, let's address the elephant in the room first.
Every time you call, your buttons are going off, and you're the only phone that doesn't mute when you put your head to the phone.
Are you Morse code? Yeah. Sending signals out there?
It's probably the area, man. When I'm at work, I work in like a rural area. I think that could be the reason why it don't do it when I be at home.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I don't think it's the rural area, but all right, go ahead.
I'm being real. All right.
No,
this Jair Alexander kind of reminds me of when we got Bradberry in 2022. Bradberry was looked at as trash, right? When we got him from the Giants, they cut him. He was a terrible player. I think one of the worst corners in the league. He came here, all pro. Remember that APJB? That's where it started. I feel like this is going to happen with Jair. And the first game back, you're going against Green Bay.
Well, he will be pumped up next week. He will be pumped up.
I get the grill out. You know what it is, Green Bay Filet. I need you to get it cooking on Sunday. You know, we got to throw it on the grill, Green Bay Filet. Jalen Phillips, I like, it's only 26 years old. It ain't like, you know, Jalen Phillips is a player. It ain't like the number 58 dude that we got from Cleveland, Janar Avery. That dude wasn't a player. It ain't the 33-year-old that we got with Robert Quinn. You know what I'm saying? This dude, 26-year-old, yeah, he got a little injury history, all that, but so is Nolan Smith. Be high on him, right? I like the moves. I like what we about to do. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't worried about no other team in the NFC. The Rams, you know, they're a good team, but you know what has happened whenever we go up against them. You know what Jalen, when he see the Rams, when Saquon see the Rams.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? They had us down, what, 22-6? 24-6, and they still couldn't get it done. So that ain't happening no more. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about none of them. Green Bay Filet on Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Monday.
Buccaneers.
Monday.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? So My only enemy right now
is your phone.
It's Buffalo. Okay. It's Buffalo.
Yep.
Ooh, that's going to be a big matchup late in the year.
That'll be a big one.
And the division going to be over tonight. Cards up. So the division going to be over tonight.
Our first repeat champion in
a long time.
20 years.
I heard Joe talking about that on the way in. Yeah. Listen, I'm normally one that isn't for counting your chickens before the eggs hatch.
Yeah,
but this one,
this one may be
safe to go ahead and pull out the hat and t-shirts.
Yeah, they might be in the worst division of football right now.
Start making up the hat and t-shirts. Yeah,
now that's Baker.
What Baker's division?
Yeah.
They
are.
Well, listen, Carolina's looking all right.
Frisky.
I mean, Carolina had
five wins.
Well, they would be in second place in this division.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and Atlanta's got what? Four wins?
Yeah, four.
Three.
They
four.
Almost won yesterday. Yeah.
Four and five.
Corey,
three and six.
Corey, give us your favorite cover song for next question.
So I'm like, I really didn't know, so I'm gonna just say like, didn't Lauryn Hill like remake?
Thank God.
Hold on.
Thank God.
No.
The first caller said he's just like me. So y'all can't mock me today.
But he got one. Lauryn Hill can't take my eyes off you. That's the one you're going with, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you remade that.
Okay. Yep.
That's a good one.
Is this a delegation thing?
Well, somebody did tell me on Twitter that we call it sampling.
No, sampling's different.
Sampling's different.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Sampling's different than a cover song. Do we have to have a meeting of both delegations so we can explain what a cover song is?
No, we got it. You got it.
All right.
But I feel some of us are kind of like me, though. That were like... Hold on.
So are we buying?
Go ahead.
Corey's phone.
Yeah.
his cheek is hitting the buttons, and he blamed being in a rural area.
Yeah, but it doesn't even sound like when your cheeks hit the buttons.
That's what it is.
On an iPhone, though.
A lot of cheeks hit.
No, I know. No, it clapping.
Does.
No, but. But like, wait.
It's early, man.
I know it's early. No, but like you know the sound when your cheek hits the part of the phone.
Yeah.
That sounds almost like Morse code. Like it's a different tone on the iPhone.
I'm telling you, I hear 5 and 6 and 8 when that's what I'm hearing.
Buttons.
Yeah, I think there's a setting on his phone, and I don't think his friends tell him that when he calls them, it's doing it too. I think there's a setting on his phone to lock your screen as soon as you're. What's supposed to happen is you're supposed to lock your screen. Your screen's supposed to lock when you have it.
No.
It's every call.
It's every call now. Yeah. I told him to go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
So he understands what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And how to rectify the situation. Because it makes me not want to put him on.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because it happens 10 times a call. All right. 215-592-9494 after this weekend. And we're still a day away from the trade deadline. Howie could still do more. But after,
Myles Garrett?
After making the trades, he's been,
I don't know what to say.
And there is one trade. It looks like it's not going to happen. We will hear about that one coming up next. Well, we still have the offseason to do shows. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.